The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show, the After Show, the After Show.
The After Show.
I can't hit those Jonathan Feminine.
No, we have a very special After Show edition because Jonathan is not here. He's counting his expo packs to see if we've shortchanged his expo packs that he can get. Also getting ready for the tickets for the New England Expo that goes on sale this Saturday. Oh,
yeah. So you didn't fire him between then?
No, no. We got to wait until after Saturday because it's going to be so busy.
At least till Saturday, right?
Yeah. And we'll be at Michael Cappellini coming on Saturday.
But, oh, boy.
You know what grinds my gears?
A lot of things.
That's what we're going to talk about today is the anti-smoking people, the anti-cigar people, they just don't give up. They told me this when I got into the business in 85 that they're going to come after you and shut you down. It never happened quite, but boy, it's one little nick at a time.
Thousand paper cuts,
yeah,
right?
They're killing me.
Right, and they want to full-out ban it, but they come at it from every other angle so that they don't have to come out and just say.
And eventually it happens, and you can see as it's doing it. So we'll call it Prohibition 2.0. It's the generational cigar band. And what is a generational cigar or tobacco band? Tobacco-free generation proposal advocates litigation that prohibits the sale and supply of tobacco to individuals born after a certain year. So you were born 20 years ago, and all of a sudden, if you're not that age right this second,
correct,
you're screwed for the rest of your life.
Now, sometimes they pretend, okay, we're going to phase it in, so nobody's going to miss out on
this. Yeah. Well, the person that misses out is really, because this is happening right now, the first city to outlaw indoor smoking was Newton, Massachusetts, right down the street.
Mm-hmm. Really? In the whole country?
And that was July 2004, and smoking was banned in workplaces, restaurants, and bars. Newton is a Boston suburb with a population of around 90,000 people. Next came Tobacco 21, a movement to increase the minimum age to purchase tobacco from 18 to 21. And that more or less started in Massachusetts. Also, a pair of doctors and other advocates lobbied hundreds of local governments. This was city by city by city.
Yep.
To increase the minimum wage to purchase tobacco products. It was so weird because you had Newton in the city next to it.
Yep.
You could
get
tobacco.
Yeah.
And the next city over, you couldn't. And what the hell is going on here? And you're watching this go on.
Yep.
Over time, it becomes a statewide change by 2018 and now federal. So it starts in these little cities. Oh, we can't be paying attention to it. And I get it. You know, I talked to the PCA and Cigar Rights of America and all these people as these things were happening or whoever was around at the time. And they said, you know, we can't fight city ordinances.
As a federal like
organization.
Yeah.
You know, states are hot enough because there's 50 of them. You go to cities, this is crazy. So it amounts to the person, the retailer that's there or somebody to
fight. Ideally, your local state tobacconist association.
Right.
You know, that, and the same thing happened in upstate New York where 2017, 2016, Schenectady and maybe Albany County, like all the little cities around Albany where they legislators
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
They all were 21, where when I was in Lake George, it was 18.
Yeah.
And then it rolled all the way That's up. That's it. And then it rolled all the way back down.
And this is deliberate. This is all planned out. Now there's a plan to outlaw people from making a purchase if they were born after 2003. Now do the math, 21 years later.
So if once they turn 21, they won't be legal. So right. Anyone who's not 21
already
today.
Yeah.
You know, next, you know, their birthday is January 1st.
Yes. Yes. So if you were born in 2023, you are 21 years old and you're okay. If you were born in 2003. If you were born January 1st,
that's it.
2004, mm-hmm. the day later, you can actually never smoke cigars forever,
yeah.
which is prohibition.
Well, you can't buy them.
Can't buy them.
Yep.
You can buy and consume cigars for the. You cannot buy or consume cigars for the rest of your life, says Newton, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Hmm. And what's the average income in Newton, Massachusetts?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's where it starts. It starts mm-hmm. in these really high-end suburbs, which, you know, and then it rolls out, especially in Mass.
Yeah. Know? So other towns in Massachusetts, Stoneham, Wakefield, they've passed similar proposals already. Mm-hmm. The generation born after 2003 should never be able to consume tobacco, says a city government.
Yeah.
Some old lady sitting in the...
Right.
You got to be kidding me.
Right. And they also could never buy a house or buy a car, you know. So
this is some major overreach, but they might not get this, but then they get something halfway there.
Correct.
Or something ends up happening. And, oh, we're going to make restaurants. You're going to be demanded to have a smoking section. It's got to be walled off and blah, blah, blah. They build it. Then they say, now you can't smoke even in that room.
Thanks for building that. Now you can't do this.
And or each gonna, one of these things.
Yep. And, you know, at the same time, you have none of those things going in for, you know, THC products and marijuana products.
No, they love that stuff.
Yeah.
So they're gonna keep
More
doing
alcohol.
This until it goes just like it did for 21 years old. That, you know, there was all a fight. You can go and join the service and learn how to fly a plane, and you can do this, but you can't determine if you're smart enough to determine if you can have a cigar.
Yeah, you can be a cop or firefighter in that town and protect everybody.
Yeah. But and make a decision of life or death, but you cannot make a decision if you want to buy
unless you want to go to like New Bedford or a different town in the state.
Yeah, but they won't be able to get tobacco, but by then they can buy mushroom, magic mushroom, all
real,
kinds of stuff.
The real question to me in all this stuff is, how much tax money are these towns willing to lose, right? So, you know.
They want to outlaw this product, but it didn't work. And the reason why I said prohibition, it didn't work for alcohol. It's not going to work for that.
Right.
You're going to create a gray market. Then you're going to create a problem out there with, you know, look at some of the other whole countries that have already done this thing.
Yeah.
United Kingdom voted to move forward with a generational tobacco ban for anyone born after 2008. For whatever reason, 2008 was their magic number for purchasing tobacco products. New Zealand was the first country to introduce the generational tobacco ban. Though less than a year later after it was passed, the country's new government announced plans to reverse the course of the policy.
Yeah.
So that becomes something that depends who's in power.
Correct.
Say no. Now we have more than a government. We have a king.
Yeah.
And now the king decides, okay, we're going to make it so you can't, and now you can. Yeah. And
it just it makes no sense, because how much revenue do you think the state of Massachusetts lost when they banned flavored tobacco? Just on menthol cigarettes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like, where are you making up these tax dollars? You know what I mean?
Something else.
Did you see Biden decided, we'll talk about menthol later because he's worried about alienating black voters.
Before the election.
So right after the election when it's convenient.
Right, get
ready.
And
they did that right before he went into office. Yeah. And the same pushback happened and they let it go. And now it's election year. It'll get moved on again.
Obama, as soon as he got into office...
Yep.
He didn't say anything beforehand, but that's S-chip tax ends up happening. And you know, cigar smokers, that's who's listening to the show, 41 cents, and I say 41 cents, but it's probably a dollar, of every single cigar you smoke is going to people that can't afford health insurance for their children because they sometimes choose not to get a job.
Right.
Because they'll get free health insurance. And I know people that that choose not to do this. So they're going to work under the table or do whatever they got to do because the government is paying health insurance. The person paying the health insurance for that kid is a cigar smoker. Of all products, cigar smokers, we're one out of 1,000. And we're the ones paying it? It's not everybody, by the way. It's just cigar smokers.
Guess what? The money has to come from somewhere. So now you get rid of the cigar smokers. And now everybody has to pay.
And again, where's that money going to go?
Well, certainly not going to be people born after 2003 because they can't spend money on the product.
No.
The world is upside down. It's getting worse. I just can't believe what's going on. But we still are old enough to make some beautiful music with Avo Cigars.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling, and notes worth savoring. Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
Yeah, and you know how it works. If you know the lyrics to it and the artist, the name of the song and the artist, click the button. The first one to do it will go. And if he doesn't, it goes to the other person.
Man, this is exciting, isn't it, Dan?
I like this. I like
you
games.
You like games.
I like that's the whole reason I came for the cigar draft on Saturday, and then I'm coming back next month because we're playing games.
There we go.
Yeah.
We need more games.
He wants more games on the other show, the Astros.
It's a short show. How many games can you have?
Well, it's not shorter than this show, and we have a game on
that's
this show.
That's true.
All right. You got me there.
Yeah. Yep. So we could get a game or two in the other.
Oh, boy. Well, Dan, make up a game.
I got it.
And then go find a sponsor.
I'm in. Yeah. All right. So here it comes. Buddy, you're a boy.
Queen, we will rock you.
He's got it. And I didn't even finish it. Make a big noise was the rest of it. Queen, we will rock you. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. You know, I wouldn't have thought.
It's too good at it.
That is those are the words. It seems it doesn't even make sense, right? Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was the right lyrics.
It is.
Yeah, it's the beginning. I was thinking, like, when you said you're a boy, I'm like, I went to you're a rich girl.
Ah.
Because I was like, and oh, he's doing the opposite.
Hall and Oates.
Yeah. Just gone too far.
Yeah. So it doesn't make any way now.
Oh, man. That was a quick game. See, we could totally do this on the actual. That was 25 seconds?
I didn't even finish the thing.
You know what? Dan will make some kind of wrestling game that only he can win.
Dave could win, depending on the era of wrestling.
Wow, you'd have to go old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so at the same time, 21-year-old or older may legally possess cigars, is what they're trying to end up saying. Marijuana, like you said.
Yep.
Here it is, and I think right now it looks like marijuana's getting all the, smoke marijuana, do whatever. Right. They're lining up the next product. As they were doing for vape, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are we going to tax this? What are we going to do to this?
Right.
We're going to take it away from this and give it to that. I wonder if because the big companies have it mastered so that they're paying less, their corporations, and they've got some sort of tax thing. They're buying buildings.
Even Philip Morris said they were going to be half of their vested interest was going to be less than half of their vested interest was going to be in tobacco. And I don't know, 10 years?
Huh.
They said they're going to diversify.
Yeah, but they'll diversify in a tab or something that is nicotine tablet or something.
Yeah, they want to do more smokeless tobacco. And it's like, there's benefits to some people medically for marijuana. And that's great. You know, people have seizures and stuff. But like at the same time, it's
both of them.
For more, for me,
you know, it's not millions and millions.
You know, no one's lobbying that. Tobacco is a great product for you, for your health, but they don't do any of the same shit for alcohol.
Yeah, or marijuana.
Which is more available, could be more concerning to some people, you know? It just doesn't make sense. And at the end of the day, tobacco is a huge tax money generator. So why would you
And it does not affect other people.
Correct.
It's not like you get behind the wheel after smoking a couple of Churchills.
Right.
And then there's a problem where it certainly does with alcohol and marijuana.
I've never smoked a Robusto and then got in a fight.
Right.
Right.
Quite the opposite happens,
quite
right?
the opposite.
Yeah. yeah.
Made some friends.
Yeah.
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It continues to happen. I know our audience doesn't like to hear all this legislation shit and stuff, but it crossed my thing again, and it's right down the street. And I go, here they go again. Newton, Massachusetts. Wellesley, that's another city that does it all. Sharon, if you remember back in the day.
Cambridge loves to jump on. Oh, that's the People's Republic of Cambridge.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's all the Ivy League suburbs, you know. And they're like, oh, like we don't have, you know, you can't smoke on campus. We're here. Why are we going to let them smoke here? And it's like,
they don't want that in their town.
The fact is, most people don't smoke cigars. I get it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, but once they come after us, then they're coming after you.
Yeah,
well, that's what ends up happening.
You know, they go on those junk food crusades too.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Then people, when they come for the Oreos, then people.
Remember, they were coming after straws.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You can't in Rhode Island. You like, let's say you go to anywhere, a bar. They won't give you a straw unless you ask for it.
Right.
So they didn't outlaw it. But you have to ask for a straw.
They've gone back to the paper ones that just turn all soggy.
The worst.
Where was I? I was somewhere, and the straw said something about it was it breaks up by
biodegradable.
Itself.
Biodegradable.
Yeah, biodegradable. I go, oh, no, this isn't going to be good. But it actually was fine.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I only need it to last for as long as my drink lasts.
Right.
Some don't.
If it's biodegradable, and I'm putting it into hot or cold liquid, and then I'm drawing on it, and it's telling me it is going to biodegrade. Great. Am I sucking pieces of this into my body?
Ooh.
Because it is breaking up, right?
Yep.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, correct.
That's not good.
Well, it's going to degrade.
It is going to degrade. They're telling you what's going to do that. I said it while I was doing
it. But aren't you already full of microplastics?
Yeah. I don't know, but
don't you eat like a credit card every year in your life.
So, but you're doing that to save a dolphin somewhere or something, right? I mean, what's the reason for this plastics thing?
Yeah, that's the videos of the turtle with the stuff in their nose.
How about like this table's plastic?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a problem with this?
I don't think this is going to degrade.
No,
right? It's not going to degrade.
No, this will be in the dump forever when it's gone.
But nobody has a problem with it. It's the straw. The straw. That
there's only
the
one of
back.
These. How, you could fill. If you go down, that's a bad argument because you could fill 10 of these tables with the amount of straws people use in a month in like a town.
Yeah,
I'm not for the straw. I like straws. More plastic.
Straws suck, but they're good.
This is what I don't get. It's like, you know, everything they fed us and told us we're good. It's like the biggest joke of all time is like, oh, orange juice is good for you. No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's literally just sugar.
I don't like my thick milkshake or frap, as we call it.
Oh, my God. You need a
fribble?
You need a substantial plastic straw for that.
McDonald's straw. They make good straws.
The McFlurry one, the one they put on the machine to stir it.
What was the Rhode Island thing? An awful, awful.
Awful, awful, yeah. Newport Creamery. Yeah, they have the Fribble, you know, from Friendly's.
Friendly's. And the awful, awful.
I don't know that.
The awful, awful is
good. You'd love it. It's not awful at all.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's excellent, excellent, but they call it awful, awful?
Correct. Yes. It's basically Newport Creamery is Friendly's, Rhode Island Friendly's.
Okay.
And their Fribble was called the awful, awful.
Oh.
It's good.
I mean, was good or is good?
I'm lactose intolerant now. So
I've had it. It's good.
Yes.
I thought it was good.
It's got a little texture. It's almost like the Frosty. It's got a little texture to it.
I mean, Rhode Island is kind of a shithole, but they've got some stuff going
for
it.
Come on. We used to run this whole New England.
Yeah.
I mean, Dell's Lemonade. Dell's has that.
So you used to not be lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
You were lactose intolerant. You are.
Yes.
Will you someday not be lactose intolerant?
Maybe. That'd be cool.
So you got to check it out once in a while.
I don't know. Yeah, just see if I throw up after I have a glass of milk.
So let's do that on the ash holes.
Oh, I know I am now.
That'll be a fun game.
Well, maybe we'll wait.
Are you allergic to anything? We could set up everything everybody's allergic to. I'll put latex gloves on.
Oh, no.
You'll drink a glass of milk.
See who taps out first.
And Jonathan will eat a slice of pizza or something.
Yeah,
Jonathan will eat almost anything except meat.
Yeah.
We still got to go to Santarpio's. Do you think if whoever wins the cigar draft gets free Santarpios?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, we already know who won.
We don't know who won.
No, we don't know who won yet.
No, oh, we just at started. The end of it.
Yeah. At the end.
Well, I
you
just,
won 2 years in a row, but
no, I didn't win the first year. I was second.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, there was some.
Oh, I remember.
There was something going on.
Kangaroo Court.
Yeah, you know,
buying their own packs and stuff.
Although
illegal shit.
Dave, I told my wife this morning that I won last year. She said, "Well, what did you win?" I said, "Well, nothing."
Yeah.
She said, "Why would you even play?"
Yeah.
Bragging rights.
Really?
You want to win? Yeah. Except you're not going to win this year. It's going to be me.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. You think you've got it now?
I got it. You saw
All right.
it. You saw it. I got it. That's it. And that is it for the after show. Next week, we have Michael Cappellini from Toscano Cigars going to be with us, Italian style. And we we got some
slang
questions with them. And we'll talk Italian Americans with Michael Cappellini.
Ooh,
yeah.
Michael Cappellini. Until then, we'll catch you on Saturday on the Cigar Authority.
You're supposed to say, put the lid end in your mouth.
Why would you do that?
You might like it.
I don't know.
No,
it's wrong.
It's wrong.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.